Akitavach. So I'll tell you Maisa. By the Rebbe Maharash, the Rebbe of Shmuel of Lubavitch, so he had a non-Jewish worker that worked in his home, and this non-Jewish worker, his specific job was to be the driver. He was the driver for the Rebbe Maharash, and whenever the Rebbe needed to go anywhere, so he would give him a message, and so on and so forth. By this time, have the horses ready, and so on. And he was the driver. Now, at some point, this driver, this non-Jewish driver, became a little bit, I guess you can say, lazy in his job and so on. And the Rebbe would give him a certain time, 4 o'clock, we're going on a trip, have the horses ready. 4 o'clock comes, the horses aren't ready. He has to wait around 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Okay, it happens like that once or twice, things happen like that. But it became consistent that this driver was not taking his job seriously enough. And so the Gabbaim and other people started to warn him that, you have to be more on time or you have to move on to another driver. But he's not able to help himself and so on and so forth. He's just, so it comes a day that he has to be let go. So they let him go. Now, as it is sometimes with ex-employees, with disgruntled former employees, this non-Jew already has a bad feeling about the Rebbe and about the whole situation. So he's going around town, to anyone that could hear, and he's telling everybody, you all think that the Rebbe is this big tzaddik, this big righteous person. Nah, he's just like the rest of you people. He's greedy, has all these problems. So no, everyone understands that, obviously he's upset about losing his job and things like that. He can smell the vodka on his breath when he says these things also. But at the end of the day, they start questioning, like, where are you coming from? What did you see by the Rebbe Maharash that he could possibly think that he's not as great as everyone thinks? So he says, I'll tell you exactly. He said, every single day at, 2:30 in the afternoon, part of my job was to have the wagon ready, because the Rebbe is going on a private ship every single day, 2:30. What was going on at 2:30? I'll tell you exactly, he says. 2:30, the Rebbe would come, get in the wagon, and we would drive to the woods. We would go into the middle of the woods. No one was there. Okay, I would just be sitting there waiting. The Rebbe would go out, and I would be able to see him. He would go to, a little bit of a distance. He would sit down by one of the trees. He would take out a little book, and he would begin to just cry. To cry and cry and cry. And that was about for 45 minutes, every single day. And then he would go back home, and they would get in the wagon, and we would go back. So people are saying, why does that mean that he's not a tzaddik? He says, I'll tell you why. Why is a person crying in the middle of the woods? He was praying. I understand he was praying, but why is he praying so passionately? It's because he wants more money, obviously, and he wants more honor, or maybe it's not enough the wealth that the Chassidim support him with. He wants even more, because what else can a person want so desperately that it's to the point of where he's crying every day about it, if not for more money and more honor? So you see, he's like everyone else. So everyone told him, you're seeing it from your own lens, he said. From your lens, what could a person want more than money? What could a person want more than honor? What could a person want more than control? So when you see the Rebbe crying like this, you're like, oh, he really wants money. He really wants honor. He really wants control. But the truth is, the problem with you is, they said, you don't have a hasog, you don't have a clue of what really the Rebbe wants. What the Rebbe wants is Mashiach. What the Rebbe wants is Torah and Avodah and good things for Jews, to such a degree that he's crying about it every single day. When Mashiach comes, the Yetzirah, is going to try to convince the Rabbanu Shalom that the Jewish people are not tzaddikim, and he's going to bring this proof and that proof and this proof and that proof. But the truth is, what's going to happen? Those same things that the Yetzirah is going to bring to prove how we're not holy, somehow in some way, it's going to work out that those are exactly the proofs of how holy we are. And that's what Iyid is. No matter what Iyid does, at the end of the day, the righteousness comes out. Even if it takes time and it takes, to work these things out, that's what's going to be with Mashiach. Every proof, every prosecution against us is itself going to be converted into a defense against the Jewish people. In order to evoke that from heaven, we have to do that with others. The more we look at another Jew and we judge them favorably, and that which would seem to be a prosecution against them, we somehow change it. Even if being silly, you somehow change it and look at it in a different way, where it becomes the defense of that Jew. Then that's how you're bringing that light into your own life. That's what we bring Mashiach that much closer. We should be zoche to experience that. We should be zoche to come into a week where the Rabbanu Shalom and towards the Jewish people and the Jewish people towards themselves judge each other in a favorable way and turn all prosecution into defense. And we should be zoche to all the brachas that come with that, and especially Gul Barach and Mbiyas Kol Tzedek Meher V'Yameinu Amen.